KPBS On Demand is supported by the San Diego County Toyota Dealers, presenting the new 2024 RAV4 with on- and off-the-road versatility and up to a 262-mile range with gas, hybrid, and plug-in options available. Visit your Toyota dealer for more. San Diego County Toyota Dealers. We make it easy.
Welcome in, San Diego. It's Jade Hindman. Today we're talking about Public Matters, a new KPBS initiative to help you better understand how policies are made in your community and why, plus much more. This is KPBS Midday Edition, connecting our communities through conversation. Research shows that Americans' trust in government and each other is on the decline. We're also seeing civil discourse unravel across the country, including right here in San Diego County. The November 2024 presidential election will likely be one of the most consequential in the history of the United States. That's why KPBS, iNews Source, and Voice of San Diego are launching a new initiative to expand the culture of civic engagement in our region. It's called Public Matters. Our nonprofit newsrooms will bring you content, conversations, and events driven by intentional and community-oriented stories. Public Matters is generously funded by Erwin and Joan Jacobs. Joining me now to discuss the initiative is Amitha Sharma, investigative reporter for KPBS. Amitha, welcome.
It's good to be with you, Jade.
So glad to have you here. Also, Scott Lewis, editor-in-chief for Voice of San Diego. Scott, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Great to have you here. Also, Jamie Self. She's managing editor for iNews Source. Hi, Jamie.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Well, Scott, what's the intention of making this partnership across three nonprofit newsrooms, KPBS, iNews Source, and Voice of San Diego?
I think that there's a lot of people who feel disconnected from how things work in their community, who makes the decisions, and just how all of this creates the life we have in San Diego. The public affairs system is so complex. Everything that goes into all the decisions we make. And that can breed a lot of suspicion. It can breed a lot of distrust. And so, in my opinion, it's about creating more of a profound bridge between those folks and the people making these decisions to help everybody understand and be a part of those discussions. Complexity is itself a form of elitism, and I've made it my mission, and I'm excited to work with new partners to deconstruct complexity and make sure people can understand the world and why it is the way it is, and how they might be able to be a part of it, because that's the essence of democracy.
All right. Well, Jamie, I want to talk about some of the content we can expect from the initiative. Let's start with you on that one, of course. What can we expect from iNews Source specifically?
Sure. So we are in the early months of launching a program called The Documenters. Actually, it's been about a year now that we've had them. And essentially what this is a program where we train and pay community members to attend public meetings. Hmm. And to speak to what Scott's saying about the complexity being an issue, it's a form of elitism. I agree 100%. And what you see in public meetings is complexity. But what you also see in public meetings is no one there to watch what's happening. We've seen the shrinking of newsrooms. This has been an ongoing concern for years and years, certainly for the entire time that I've been in journalism. And there has to be some kind of remedy. And I think that's the big question that every news outlet is asking, what can we do to reverse this trend, to re-engage the public, to get people interested in what's going on in their communities? And The Documenters is an exceptional program, I think, that has great potential to do that. And so we train community members on how to look at agendas, how to track votes, what to look for in public meetings, which, if you've ever covered a public meeting, you know how intimidating that can be, at least at first, right? And we teach them really some basic journalism skills. They produce notes. The notes need to be accurate. They're there to observe and gather the facts, and then they produce notes. And we edit them, we fact check them, and then we publish them online. They are available for public view, and also, more importantly, for journalists to look at to find out what's happening in these meetings across the county. And just to put it into a little bit of perspective, there are hundreds of public bodies that meet multiple times a year to mm-hmm. make decisions on how to spend taxpayer money and influence what happens in communities. And by and large, there are no journalists or anyone watchdogging them. So we're trying to meet the moment and use this program as an opportunity to change that.
Yeah, I feel like this is something we should be doing year-round for years to come. Scott, what kind of content is Voice of San Diego working on for the project?
Well, we've made it kind of a big part of our mission. So we do two major things, investigative reporting, find out things that people don't want to say, and then make sense of the things they do. And that makes that's a explainer role, explanatory journalism. Again, we believe there's a tremendous amount of aspects of local life that are defined by just extremely complex public affairs systems and policies, land use, what can be built where. It's a huge part of our daily discussion, and yet people have a lot of suspicion and confusion about why certain things are happening in their neighborhood. Public financing, taxes, you know, borrowing money, where we get our water, all those things. So we're going to ramp up a program we've really worked hard on over the years called San Diego 101, just to help people. What's the difference between the county and the city of San Diego? What's the port of San Diego? All of those things matter, and yet the amount of people who know about them, who know what the San Diego Association of Governments is really distressingly low. And yet the San Diego Association of Governments is putting a sales tax on the ballot in a couple months, and it's going to have a lot of impact, or it won't. And, you know, you need to be able to make that decision. And so we believe there's a lot of work to be done in that space, and there's nothing that people love more than learning something after they read or watch a video, and that's going to be our goal.
Yeah. Well, Amitha, what about you? What are some of the stories you're going to be working on for KPBS?
Well, right now I'm working on a story exploring what the local impact of Project 2025 might be if it's implemented. This is a blueprint put together by the conservative think tank, the Heritage Foundation, for the next conservative president. Former President Trump has disavowed the plan. He says he's got his own plan, Project 47. There's some overlap there. And I should say that, you know, when Trump distances himself from Project 2025, there are 140 people who used to work in his administration who helped devise Project 2025. So again, we want to look at the local impact of that. Another story that we're exploring is there's been so much conversation around how social media algorithms are fanning polarization. We want to look at how easy or difficult it is to change those algorithms. Hmm. A third story has to do with surveillance and political participation. I want to examine how much of people's attendance at protests, rallies, social media posts are being tracked, and where are they going?
Hmm. All that is so fascinating. We've seen a big loss in funding for our local news landscape here in San Diego in recent years. In what ways does this initiative promise reliable, consistent coverage related to these civic issues?
Well, it's a small part of every bit of investment that's going to be needed in the future to make sure that we have the coverage. I think people want and need in this community. Every major neighborhood in San Diego, every city council, every school district, every water district, like Jamie said, deserves to have an investigative reporter there watching and making sense of what is happening and talking to people about it and listening to what they hope might happen or what they need in their communities. And we have, even in this community with a lot of new news sources and different organizations that have worked to recover some of what we believe the region needs in as far as journalism goes, there are vast deserts of news deserts, as you might say, out there. People who have gone so long without an investigative reporter showing up at their agency that they think of it as like a hostile act immediately. And we believe that this is a solvable problem, that the community can pay directly for journalism and make it work throughout the community. We got journalism as this sort of accident of a business model for advertising for so long. Now we can't rely on that because Facebook and Google, they do advertising better than the newspapers did. And so we need to pay for it directly. And there are a lot of people, including listeners of this station and many others, who are willing to do that. We just need to build that future now. And this is a big step in a long, long staircase that we need to take to get to that point. And we're committed to pursuing that and to building a future that San Diegans can be proud of, because they all want to wake up every day, read about their community, understand their community more, pitch their own ideas, and see those followed through. And that really is the heart of what we're trying to do.
Well, what makes Public Matters different from other coverage related to civic issues, Jamie?
Sure. I think this is what's exciting about this partnership. You know, I think most people go about their day and don't realize, you know, how isolated news stations and news organizations can be. And certainly Public Matters is bringing these three news organizations together for the first time, collaborating, I believe, all three of us. Mm-hmm. And so I think that collaboration is really important because it multiplies the force that we have and our ability to reach more audiences. One interesting thing that's happening is that we're sharing content. KPBS listeners have long heard iNewsSource stories on the air and on Evening Edition and have read our stories on your website. Now we're going to see more shared content across all of our platforms, which I think is really exciting. And it's also complementary content. You know, the work that Scott and his team are doing is not the same work that we are doing. You know, they're going to provide some educational videos and other coverage. We are going to do some hyper-local reporting. KPBS will do their reporting. It's exciting that we will have an opportunity to meet regularly, which wasn't happening before, and talk about the big stories of the day and how we might collaborate on coming up with some interesting ways to cover those stories and meet people where they are. So I think that's the big thing that our audiences should look out for. What does this collaboration yield down the road? But also, I think our audiences will just have so much more access to more news because of it.
Coming up, more on the launch of Public Matters and how you can be involved in the project.
KPBS sees this project as providing a platform for people in the community with differing perspectives to come here and have a dialogue.
Hear more when KPBS Midday Edition returns.
Hello, this is Dr. Michael Lalage, Medical Director and Chief of Staff for Kaiser Permanente San Diego. For more than 50 years, San Diegans have entrusted their health care to us. Our care and coverage connect to provide medical care tailored to each member. With our integrated network of primary and specialty care, we work together using evidence-based medicine to help deliver positive results. We believe in a healthy and engaged life, with good beginnings and dignified endings. We believe that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness requires total health, including equal access to high-quality, affordable health care. At Kaiser Permanente, our cause is health. Our passion is service. We work to help make lives better. To learn more, visit kp.org/San Diego.
You're listening to KPBS Midday Edition. I'm your host, Jade Hindman. On today's show, we're discussing the launch of Public Matters. It's a collaborative reporting initiative from KPBS, iNewsSource, and Voice of San Diego. The goal is to expand the culture of civic engagement in our region. Joining me now is Scott Lewis, editor-in-chief for Voice of San Diego, Jamie Self, managing editor for iNewsSource, and Amitha Sharma, investigative reporter for KPBS. And so, Amitha, why is this kind of reporting so essential for a healthy democracy? I mean, what can we gain from it?
Well, This is not breaking news, but we're in a hugely pivotal moment in this country. There is an effort to weaken American democracy that includes spreading the big lie that the 2020 presidential election was fraudulent. There are county officials in swing states right now who, since 2020, have refused to certify election results. Divisions are being fanned on social media, just across the country, and from outside forces, from foreign sources. People's faith in institutions and democracy itself has been eroded. It is our job to give the public as much information as we can to help them make informed decisions, informed choices. And I see the Public Matters Project as a huge boost to that effort.
Mm-hmm. So much of it is about educating the public, too. As Scott, you mentioned, and Jamie, what you all are trying to do, because a lot of people don't know who to point the finger to when things don't happen in their communities. They don't know why things aren't working. So that's hugely important. I'm so excited about this project. Scott, the importance of establishing trust with your audience. What's the importance of that as you cover issues relevant to our democracy?
Well, I think journalism is a key part of democracy. Democracy is a whole agreement that we're going to all share power and without resorting to violence. And that's a really precarious thing, right? And in order to have a trust that we can participate in democracy, we can lose and still continue to believe in the system, we have to understand how it works. And then to understand how it works, we need sources out there independent from government, independent from overwhelming special interests to talk about those stories. And in order to generate that trust, we need to be straightforward with people. We need to admit when we get things wrong. We need to tell them who we get our money from and how it all works. We need to be upfront with how we come about our values, what our values are, what our biases are, and be real with them so that when they have a real big question or when you present to them something shocking, they know who you are and they're willing to trust you and believe what you've found out, so that they can now put pressure on their government to make a difference. And if they see that system work, they can believe in it. And if they don't see that work, you're going to see more and more polarization and then more and more willingness to challenge that very ideal. And that's scary, and that's something we're trying to avoid.
Yeah. Well, Jamie, how much work goes into investigating and reporting these stories accurately and fairly and responsibly? What's your approach?
Sure. And, you know, you bring up trust, and certainly we are working hard behind the scenes to earn the trust of our audiences. And I don't know that most people understand how much work goes into reporting a story and rechecking in with sources and making sure that you understand a 150-page government document that you are interpreting. And making sure that you go to the appropriate expert sources to help you understand what you're reading. And then after a reporter goes through and puts together a story, it's important that we know it is as bulletproof as it possibly can be. And that usually involves rigorous editing at iNewsSource. It involves fact-checking every single detail in every single story. Reporters go through and they flag every single fact, and they provide primary source material, whether that's a recording of an audio transcript or whether it's a video of a public meeting, whether it's the document itself. And then reporters and editors go through the story and they check every single detail together. And it makes us feel a lot better when we put a story to bed because we know we've done everything in our power to make it accurate. If it's a situation where it's a high-stakes investigation, we also sit down with an attorney and have an attorney go through everything. And so, you know, accuracy is something that gets lost when you prioritize page views and when you prioritize the quantity of content. And certainly many news organizations across the country have done that. However, I think that, you know, journalism is about accuracy. It's about getting it right. And we do everything we can to make sure that the stories that we're putting out are fact-based, are nonpartisan, are as neutral and as fair as possible.
Yeah. Well, Amitha, how will the project really combine local issues with stories of national and even international importance?
Well, the goal is to take every national story that is pro-democracy or anti-democracy and look at it from a local lens, and vice versa, take issues that are bubbling up elsewhere in the country that support democracy or undercut it, and see if that's happening here in San Diego County. We've already done some of this. We've covered censorship, attempts to restrict what kids are being taught in school, attempts to restrict what people are checking out in libraries, threats of political violence against elected officials, the coarsening of public dialogue at local government meetings. I think the Public Matters Project gives us a title and a deeper focus.
Public Matters will lead up to the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 2026. Scott, what's the significance of that date as it relates to this initiative?
Well, that was the day that we decided to have a new charter, a new way forward of how a lot of different people with a lot of different interests, with a lot of different backgrounds would share power again peacefully. Now, we talk about how polarized this country is. We've had moments of extreme polarization and violence, you know, whether it was the Civil War or the anarchists and the union busting of the early part of the 20th century, and now this sort of differing realities that we live in. But this country has gotten through all of those moments because we've been able to go back to the same story about what we're trying to do here and why we need to eventually all work together. And I think that we can get through this moment just like we've gotten through in the past if we are able to share some crucial stories that people just can't deny. If there's a different reality out there, that's fine. But sometimes things pierce through that. And our goal, I think, is to find stories of such compelling nature and done so well that people can't deny them and need to grapple with the reality that they create after that. And I think that's the only hope we started with as a country, and that's the one that's going to keep us going.
Yeah. Well, there are so many ways to get involved in this initiative. Jamie, earlier you mentioned the Documenter program. Tell me more about that.
Sure. So the Documenters, which is a program that we started at iNewSource, we train and pay community members to attend public meetings and create a public record. And we are training college students across San Diego County. We are partnering with libraries, and we're also partnering with community organizations. And so if you are interested in becoming a documenter, you can go to our website, inewsource.org, and look for the documenters, and it will tell you everything you need to know about how to attend a training session and become a documenter.
Hmm. Well, Amitha, you know, before I let you all go, I want to talk about this moment with civil discourse at an all-time low. I know you just worked on a series all about this. What about this moment really makes Public Matters a worthy endeavor?
Well, I see my job, part of my job at least, is understanding fully what divides us. What are the differences at this moment? What are the commonalities? Where is there overlap? Where there are differences, are those differences reconcilable? And I think from a larger perspective, KPBS sees this project as providing a platform for people in the community with differing perspectives to come here and have a dialogue.
Excellent, excellent work, you all. And I can't wait to see how this project unfolds. I've been speaking with Amitha Sharma, investigative reporter for KPBS. Amitha, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Also, Scott Lewis, editor-in-chief for Voice of San Diego. Scott, thank you.
Thank you. Anytime.
And Jamie Self, she's managing editor for iNewsSource. Thanks for being here, Jamie.
Thank you.
Public Matters launches across platforms starting today. You can expect new stories each week. To see these stories, events, and more, go to kpbs.org/publicmatters. That's our show for today. I'm your host, Jade Hindman. Thanks for tuning in to Midday Edition. Be sure to have a great day on purpose, everyone.
KPBS On Demand is supported by the Del Mar Wine and Food Festival, October 2nd to 7th. Founded in partnership with Alex Morgan, Drew Brees, and Rob Machado, the festival gathers chefs from San Diego and national TV, a celebration of SoCal culture. Tickets at delmar.wine.